today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and Merry Christmas. It's just right around the corner, and I hope you're all prepared this time of year. So many plays and pageants and Christmas carols and all of these things going on, and I hope that it's a blessing to you as you remember the day that Jesus was born and that you celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you to do something this year. Maybe you have some children around your home, or maybe you don't, but either way, in our family, for many years, every Christmas morning, before anyone could open any presents or do anything, we would open the Scripture and read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. By the time our children were 10 or 12 or somewhere around in there, they could quote the whole thing. What a blessing that was. And I want to encourage you to get out the Scripture and read the Christmas story with your children, or with just you and your wife, or just by yourself, whatever your situation is. Open the Scripture and read the account of the birth of Christ and begin celebrating Christmas with a reminder of what Christmas is all about. You know, I wonder if so many people that celebrate Christmas really understand that Jesus came for the salvation of our souls. Well, he was a good teacher, and he did many great things, but the whole reason he came was so that we could have eternal life in Christ. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We've been doing this series. This will be the fourth part of the series. And by the way, if you'd like to hear all of these messages, you can find them at our website at considerhisword.org and listen to all four messages in this series. Today brings us to the last message in this series. Now, before we get to the Scripture, I want to tell you about something. As we approach Christmas, we're also coming down to the end of the year. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be sending out a free Bible reading checklist. And if you'd like to have one, you just simply write to us and we'll send it to you absolutely free. And I'll promise you this, we're not going to send you a whole bunch of email, and we're not going to flood your mailbox with requests for money. We just don't do that. We'll just do what we say we'll do. You write to us, we'll send you the Bible checklist, and that'll be it. And I want to encourage you to read the Scripture this year, and these Bible checklists will help you do that. They'll give you exactly what you need to read each day, and you can check those off. And so I'd like to get one of these to you. A couple of ways you can contact us. You can contact me directly through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click the Contact Us list there, and we'll hear from you. Write to us, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. This whole series for the last 3 weeks, and including today, is all built around one verse of Scripture, John 3:16. If you know it, quote it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Each week we've taken and broken this verse down into the gifts of Christmas, God's gifts of Christmas. The first one is obvious. For God so loved the world. There we see the gift of God's love. Secondly, he said that he gave his only begotten Son. That's God's grace. Thirdly, whosoever believeth in him, that's God's mercy. And today, the scripture says, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We're talking about hope, that God gives us hope. And that hope is a gift from him. In fact, all through the scripture, we see where everlasting life is a gift from God. Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, O Lord. It's a gift, and that eternal life gives us hope, hope of a better life, hope of eternal life, hope of a promised home. He says everlasting life. That's a promise. And God does not break his promises. It's a promise that God gave to us. Numbers 23:19 says, God's not man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God keeps his promises. Now, we get so used to people breaking promises that this is kind of hard for us to grasp sometimes. People break promises every day. Sometimes they do it on purpose. They'll promise you something knowing full well from the beginning that they will not be able to deliver that promise. That's deceitful. You know, sometimes people can't help it. Sometimes they'll make you a promise and perhaps there's some circumstance changes and they can't deliver on that promise. Their intentions were good and their heart was in the right place and they were going to do it, but somehow something happened and they just could not keep that promise. You see, people can't predict the future. They don't know the future. God does. God knows what's coming down the road. God knows where you'll be at this very minute next year, next week. He knows where you'll be this minute tomorrow. And God can make promises and God can keep those promises. He is all powerful. God can keep those promises to us. He has never broken a promise. All through Scripture, you can read about the promises of Scripture, and God has never broken a promise. David said, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And so trust him. His promises are good, and he promises you eternal life if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that everlasting life can be yours. Now, what does that mean? It means you'll live forever. Live forever on this earth? No. Live forever in eternity. Live forever in heaven. Life on this earth is temporary. Every one of us one day will end up in the ground, or one day one of us, every single one of us, will stop breathing and come to the end of our days on this earth. Or the Lord may come back and rapture us out, but our time on this earth is temporary. But you see, God will give you everlasting life, life that lasts forever, that never comes to an end. And I'll tell you, that's hard for me to understand, that God gives us everlasting life, life throughout all the ages, where time is irrelevant and where we live forever. That's what I meant by everlasting life. Now, how do you get it? How do you possess that eternal life? It comes by faith. It comes by trusting Christ as your Savior. Particularly, the Bible says to believe in the resurrection. Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did you catch that part? Believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. It's faith in the resurrection of Christ. You read through the Gospels in the New Testament, and you read about the apostles and what they were like and how their life changed. Once Jesus died on the cross and rose from that grave, and you read the book of Acts, it's all about resurrection and them telling people and being a witness to the resurrection of Christ. And again, to believe on him means to fully and completely rely on him. And it's through faith that we can be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not because of anything you can perform. There's not enough money you can pay. There's not enough good deeds you can do. You've got to trust Christ and believe in Him. Put your faith in Him. Now, when He speaks of everlasting life, where is that going to be? Jesus described it as mansions. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? And that's when Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's through Jesus only. And that place of everlasting life is going to be called heaven. It's going to be where Jesus is. You read the last two chapters of the Bible, and it describes that heaven, a place where there'll be a crystal river, a place where there'll be streets of gold, a place where there'll be no more crying, a place where we'll be with the Lord and worship Him. It's a glorious place. It is our hope. And the only path to that everlasting life is through the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It's not through the church. It's not through the waters of baptism. It's not through anything except trusting Christ as your Savior. Did you hear what Jesus said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me read the verse again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope that your Christmas is wrapped around knowing the Savior, that your Christmas is wrapped around honoring Him and living for Him and trusting Him. And if you've never trusted Him, you can do that right now. Just call upon Him, pray to Him, and trust Him. Confess your sin, repent of your sin, and give Him your life by trusting Him and believing His word and believing what He said, believing that He rose from the dead. And I'll tell you what, that will give you the greatest Christmas of all. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.